Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome to the Love Channel, teachings of Sat Chit Ananda of Love. She's not in today, so we're going to do a little rerun. And hopefully you can enjoy a little back show of Iggy and Susie talking and hanging out. We will not be taking calls tonight since it's a rerun show. Hopefully you're enjoying our programming. We've got good shows that start on Monday with withinsidesradio.com, the anchor show, and then Lunchtime Wisdom at 11:30 a.m. with Mark Matheny and Katie Singeagle and Iggy Garcia. And, of course, An End of Love on Thursdays, 11 p.m. Her show is, I think, going to move to Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. And then we have Mato Sasquatch, actually, Mato at midnight. He's on Fridays at midnight. He's got a half-hour show. He talks about his life and what's going on. So kick back, relax, enjoy, and enjoy the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Steve Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web on WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share and something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, broadcasting live here in Columbus, Ohio. And welcome everybody to the show. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, or actually it's evening here in Columbus. So I'm pretty excited today's show. This is one of those first-time moments for me. I get to enjoy. I actually get to be on air with my beautiful wife, Suzanne Garcia. She'll be interjecting from time to time and sharing her thoughts about different things, and pretty excited about that. And Susie, welcome to the show.
Thanks,
Susie. Susie and I have been married for almost, 24 years, and we've been working together on certain little projects, but we never really worked tandem in anything. But today she's my guest, and I wanted to bring her on so she could see a little bit of the aspects of my show, what I do. From time to time, she works with other practitioners, and she does her own show as well, Psychics in the City, but they've been kind of a little bit hiatus for now. They're kind of taking a break from it. Life just kind of keeps up and gets you sometimes, and other things you got to do. So, but today, chilly day, cold, but still a warmful day, so I really appreciate it today. Today was really nice. So how was your day, Suze?
Good.
Good.
Nothing too exciting to report.
Good.
Good thing.
Good. And what is your thing?
I do hair. and I was teaching today, so it was fun to do that. So did a little review in with the girls, government students on color theory, and they did a color correction model. So that's what we did today.
Very good. Susie and I, sometimes we take classes together, learn different holistic ideas, different holistic teachers, different sages. And we come together, and from time to time we'll work on different things. We're both part of the Nemenha group. We actually do different sacred ceremonies, and we work together on different projects. But, you know, she's a trooper. She puts up with me, and I'm happy for that because I can be a bear sometimes. You know, the bear medicine sometimes can get kind of overbearing. But, yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about your holistic background and the kind of stuff you do.
Well, back in probably 96 or 97, I would say, the first time I met John McMullen, and he has been a great leader and teacher for me, and I love that he coaches you to help you coach yourself. So off and on over the years, I've gotten to the point where I finally did develop enough hours and invest in enough time into that to become a certified holistic coach. I'm not practicing necessarily at this time, but it comes in handy, even just helping friends and family and, you know, be said and done, helping yourself, but it's been grateful for me to coach with her.
Yeah, and I've been trying to get her on the show for quite some time. I know sometimes when you're with your significant other, things don't click, but I'm really excited to have you on the show tonight, Suze. It's fun to look across the table here, you know, in our studio.
Yeah, forgive me ahead of time if I bust out laughing, because, you know Iggy, the way I know Iggy, you know how Iggy is. He just cracks me up. So that's probably one of the reasons our relationship has lasted as long as it has, because it keeps me entertained, and I guess it's a play.
Susie, her path, you know, without speaking for her, you know, just from my experience working with her, she did gestalt work, you know, working through people. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what gestalt work is?
Well, it's finding a place in your past that you can go back and reparent and nurture yourself. It's self-forgiveness is basically what it goes down to, and it's always a great surprise. If you set the intention, may the higher purpose be served, and God surprise me, it's always a great surprise what you learn from it. And with that said, you basically go back and find an age, either intuitively or through muscle testing, that may be pertinent, and it may be a total surprise. You may have some conscious awareness of what's going on, but then there's always the hidden things, you know, on a subconscious and unconscious level that do become a treat for the surprise. To teach you usually something that, even though it happened in the past, is correlating your life in this present moment and maybe even down the line in the future, because a lot of times life kicks us in the butt and has to teach us a lesson that's maybe in a different way, but same for you, which most things distilled down in their smallest form are either the fear of being separate or being overwhelmed. And I don't know about you, but through life I've had a lot of feeling separate and feeling overwhelmed, and it just helps you get back, strengthen the belief in knowing that you are enough and that you are deserving and worthy of love, but it all comes from self.
Nice. Very good. Later on the show, we might have an opportunity to work with some people in gestalt works. A quick form, of course. I mean, Susie is actually on Facebook also. Suzanne, under Suzanne Bayless Garcia, correct, on Facebook, so people want to find you.
I think so.
Yeah, I believe that's how you
find. Or am I Bayless Garcia?
I think it's Bayless. Well, if you look for Iggy, you can find her through the friends list. Susie's a good person to get a hold of and get to know. She's very powerful. She has great medicine. She does amazing stuff, and I'm really proud to be associated with her and her be part of my life. She's been a blessing to me. It's been a rock for me, and I really, you know, just honored that she took this time to, you know, build up the courage. Being on radio or TV is kind of nerve-wracking a little bit, so I'm pretty excited about having her on. I'm looking at the chat room here. I want to welcome everybody to the show. our guest tonight is Susie Garcia. She's actually my wife, and she's a holistic practitioner like I am. She's a medicine woman as well, and I want to everybody to hear and welcome her to the show. And we're going to take a 30-second break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take some calls. So, folks, just hang in there, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. Our guest tonight is Susie Garcia. She is the significant other of Iggy Garcia. So this is actually a treat for Iggy Garcia to actually have his wife on the show with him.
The better half, of course.
She's an awesome person. Very happy, and I give thanks to the universe that I have someone like this in my life to keep me in line. Iggy's kind of a funny guy. I'm full of energy. I'm like Tigger, you know. And what would you describe yourself? Winnie the Pooh, maybe a little bit?
Well, a little bit of all those characters.
Yeah.
I'm a combination.
Yeah. Sure. But I'm pretty extreme, though, aren't I?
Yeah, you're a Tigger.
I'm Tigger.
Yeah, I gotta keep them from
dumping
too high.
Yeah, I go too far. That's funny. Our call-in number tonight is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. That is not a toll-free number, so you'll have to use your Skype or a calling card or your cell phone for minutes to feel free to call in. We're going to take our first caller here, and we're going to move on down the line. There we go. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Wrong button. Hello, caller, you're on the air, 700.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Could you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Terry, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Sweet. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I started to go to meditation classes the past year and a half, and I think that I'm trying to see clear, but yet when I try to meditate on things in my life, they don't come true for me. Like, you know, so I don't know if I'm getting the right answers, and I'd like to see if you could help me and see if I'm going in the right direction. I'm a widow. I was married to one man for 45 years and in a relationship with a new man and planning to go forward in next year, hoping that we will live together, but yet I don't know. I have doubts. It's hard to explain. I guess after being in one relationship for so long, it's you get used to the person. I sometimes get feelings that I'm not wanted, but yet he claims he loves me, so I don't know if it's me. I just don't know what's going on. I'd like to see if you could pick up something from spirit.
Okay. I'm going to draw a card for you to begin. I shuffled the cards several times here, and I've three times this card has popped up. Susie, feel free to interject when I'm reading, you know, this card. I pulled the Pelican card. Okay, and this card is about forgiveness and letting go of your judgments. Okay, and when I'm reading this card, the Pelican is telling me, you know, Pelican is a bird of flight. It's by the sea. It's doing its thing. It has a natural order of how it does things. Pelican goes, fishes, does its thing, picks up its fish, and goes and eats it. That's not too much judgment about that. It knows what it has to do every day. Pelican is telling me that there's a parts of you that you've gone through a lot in your life here just in a short period of time. You've gone through, you know, a loss. Now you're going into a relationship. You're in a relationship. And, of course, all these relationships have to go through some type of metamorphosis. They have to change, and there's constantly flux in that. But I'm not sure if you have ever come to the point where you actually have forgiven parts of yourself, parts that are wounded, parts that that are asking and crying for you to listen to them. You know, our ego gets in the way and starts to say, hey, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make sure that you're okay. And so what I'm hearing is, you know, that you're holding on to some judgments about your belief systems and different things and not sure quite how to move through them. And that forgiving these different parts of yourself, it's easy for us sometimes to forgive other people, but sometimes it's hard to forgive ourselves. And we've never really been taught in our society that we should also forgive ourselves and be free and to let go of things that hurt us. So is there anything you want to add?
Not at this moment.
Okay. And so that's what I'm picking up, you know, off this card, that just to feel that you are embracing these different changes, that within these changes, the Pelican also shows me about taking flight and believing in the things that you're doing and believing in the things that you want to manifest and create. You know, the Pelican is also by the sea, so the sea is a very cleansing metaphor. It's also about, you know, taking water into you and use that as a purification. I don't know if you do any type of ceremony or any type of staging or any type of water ceremonies to cleanse you. Do you do anything like that?
I just started to do the staging. She was teaching us to do the staging. But I agree with you with forgiveness, because something had happened to me today with him that threw it back to what my husband used to do to me that I didn't like. And now that you're saying that, it was the same. I had that same feeling, and I thought in my mind, no, don't do this to me. He did this to me. And maybe that's what it is, just letting go of that old pattern, and just, you know, just letting go of that, not thinking that, because he's completely a different person. How would he know?
Let's put a spin on this. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's picking up on energetically on things that you are teaching him. As humans, we teach people how to treat us. Unless we create health limits and boundaries for ourselves and things that we let other people know that we don't like. But you did mention something, so you did set a boundary for yourself. Maybe there's a situation, because people mirror back to us the different aspects of ourselves that sometimes we don't want to see, and sometimes we see the things that we love about ourselves. That when we have to actually see the things that, you know, we don't resonate with and through other people, it's very difficult, it's very hard. And possibly, you know, and this is just a possibility, somehow you've taught this person who's in your life now to teach you a certain way. Now, the key is you're picking up on it and you've caught that and you've noticed that. So that's very powerful insight right there, your understanding. Now the key is to figure out exactly how you did that and how that's occurring and how that's happening. I can't be there, I'm not there, so I don't have any idea, but you're learning and you're picking up. And that's important to understand those healthy limits and boundaries. Now this new partner of yours is starting to do something that somebody else has done to you. So there's something, there's a connection there. There's a spiritual aspect there. And there's a part of you that is playing out. And somehow you, like I said, you've taught this person to identify something that you've been hiding from yourself. And part of that is actual forgiveness of either the loss, forgiveness of that you weren't worthy, forgiveness of some part. There's an aspect of you. And, you know, and I always recommend to people who live in certain areas to start to seek out people who do the type of work that I do, that Susie does, and get involved with different holistic practitioners to help them, you know, pattern and go through these different steps and to kind of figure out and, you know, and try to understand.
I agree, and it was the not worthy part, because it was like sort of a forced thing to do, because I used to torture my husband and fight with him to do something for me or take me somewhere. Then after the battle was over, I didn't want to go because I was aggravated, and it was a similar situation with him. This is very similar, and I thought to myself, oh no, don't tell me I'm going to have what I had. So I know what you're saying, so I'm going to have to, like, not do that anymore. Let it up
the
to him.
The good thing is you recognized it, you know, it was familiar and you had a clue. You were curious about it, and you discovered, hey, this is kind of similar. So that awareness is very valuable in and of itself.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that, you know, that I called it. You could help me with that, because at some points I want to walk away from the relationship, but yet, you know, every time I have a reading, even from the group I belong with, they always say that he's a good man, that I should, you know, that it's going to happen anyway, not to force it. So maybe that's what I'm doing. I'm forcing it, which I shouldn't.
You know, if you want a one-on-one session with Susie or I mean, you can find me at iggygarcia.com if that's something that you want to pursue, you know, with us
yes,
or with somebody
I,
else. you know, please
feel
free to come. Yeah, and we can actually help you through processing and working through different aspects of the things that you're going through. You know, we're all human, and we're all trying to do the best we can on this time and this planet and this moment. And the biggest thing is understanding that the moment is the most powerful thing that we have. So, you know, I invite you to the space, you know, to be with us and work with us if you like, if that feels right to you. And, you know, I guess that's about as all I can really offer you at this moment.
Well, I will get in touch with you right after the first of the year and have a session, see where it goes from there. But thank you. You gave me good insight.
Absolutely. We thank you for calling, and you have a great New Year's, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take
care.
And, you know, relationships are difficult, Susan. You know, you and I have been married for 24 years, and we've had our ups, and we've had our downs, and we've had our bliss moments, and we've had our, you know, our dark times. And in understanding, you know, it's easy to blame somebody else. It's easy to say, you're the reason that this is happening. And because it's easier to throw your garbage onto somebody else. Would you agree?
Part of me can notice now, but another part of me didn't used to be able to notice when I do that. And just in being able to have that awareness, then you have a little bit more control over how much, how long, how often, and that helps. But, you know, there are those seven levels of healing where you go through denial and self-blame and then blaming others. And then indignation or self-righteousness, and you're surviving, and you integrate the experience, and then you have a new understanding or serendipity of life out of the experience. And, you know, it's just great that you do keep having this journey to get to that place of understanding and forgiveness faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it ever goes away, because life is a lesson, and how would we gain any wisdom if we didn't have some bumps or conflicts.
No, absolutely. I agree 100% with you. We need some focal point, you know, something to, you know, say, knock us this way or knock us that way or keep us straight. That's kind of how it goes. Yeah, I mean, you know, life takes over. You know, life gives us things, and life has taught us that we, you know, everything that we've learned is from everybody before us. So it's one of those situations where, it's easy to get stuck in a rut. It's easy to get stuck in a moment in time because mom did it, grandpa did it. If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me, right? And sometimes we give away our beliefs and our heart and our dreams because we see someone else, even if they're successful or not successful, we do it out of a loyalty of some sort, out of some kind of a factor where we feel that we have to be that in order to honor that.
There's nothing wrong with loyalty, but there is, you know, an opportunity to realize there's a difference between the loyalty aspect and respect. So a lot of times loyalty can sometimes be, if you're aware, an unhealthy thing. But if you can hand it back, whatever behavior, and notice it because it's familiar, if you fall into that, you can hand it back with respect and realize and learn just as much what you don't want to do as what you do want to do or do differently. So you can respect that your parents or whoever, significant other or coworker, even children teach you things. And it doesn't matter what age they are. You can always learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates the respect aspect versus the loyalty aspect, if that makes any sense.
Do you think that loyalty and respect can kind of look like one another at
yes.
times? And that can cause confusion?
There's definitely a difference.
Yeah, there's a huge difference that, I mean, but feeling that you're respecting somebody is also being loyal to them. Sometimes it can come across that way.
Yeah.
And I found myself in those situations before too, trying to be respectful and trying to be loyal and trying to be that son, you know, and being confused about the two and not being able to distinguish. And even as 47-year-old man I am, you know, it happens. It happens to the best of us. We get, sometimes we get duped. And then, you know, my friend John McMullen said that, you know, sometimes maybe your feeling is the dupedness, you know, that you've been duped into something that you didn't really want to do, but out of respect and loyalty, or loyalty and respect, you did it.
And you're more angry at yourself that you allowed yourself to be duped than you really are towards the person or the situation sometimes.
Absolutely.
It comes back to self-forgiveness.
Yes, I do agree with that. Let's move on down the line here. Our call-in number is 646 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm doing well. Who's with us tonight?
My name is Sally.
Hi, Sally. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I loved what you said to the other caller. It was very profound. You gave her very good advice, and I thought it was very helpful.
Very good. I'm glad that you took our perceptions and our views to the universe and liked what we told her. So what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm wanting to ask you about career.
Okay. Let me do the shuffles here.
Okay.
Real quick. You tell me when to stop.
Stop, please.
All right. I pulled the rabbit card. The rabbit card speaks about fertility. Your creativity is at its peak. Okay, career. Career is one of those, you know, one of those things that, you know, we all, when we decide to be part of the workforce, is very important to us. For some people, they just want a job. For some people, they really want to have something that is very profound. The question that I would have to ask you is your career. Do you want to just have a job, or do you want it to be a profound thing, something that you're going to be proud of doing and not necessarily, you know, expecting a paycheck, but when you're going to do it, are you going to do it because it's something that drives you, something that motivates you? Is the next job you're looking for going to be something that you want to do versus that you have to do just to make a living?
It's something that I want to do.
Okay. What the universe is telling me is that you have an opportunity to create a lot of fertile ground here. You know how bunnies are. When the bunnies get together, they make a lot of bunnies. Okay, so it's and they're very fluffy and cute. But here's the thing. Also, bunnies, when they get together and they create a lot more bunnies, they create a lot more, you know, more situation, more things to worry about, more things to that you have to corral in. So universe is asking me for you to narrow down and to, you know, pick something that's very in your line of work, what you want to do and that's very significant to you. And then when you do it, that you're a very creative person, that you have the opportunity to create something within the structure that hasn't been done before, something that you can actually do that has not been done yet, and the creativity for you is there once you get in there. But you're going to have to be patient once you get this career move and this career happens to you. You'll see the signs when you start to notice them, when you start to create them. A lot of it is about belief in ourselves and who we are, if we're capable. When an employer is looking for someone to hire, you know, they do look at the paper. They do read the down the links, and they say all the different things that you've accomplished, all the things you've done. But they also look across the table, and they look at you, and they look you in the eye, and they empathically pick up energy, how you're feeling and how they resonate with you. A lot of people sometimes don't realize that. They may be qualified to the T, but personality and how you approach, how you, you know, you talk to someone and how, you know, you embrace the conversation, who's speaking more, you or the person doing the interview. There's a lot of things that we just have to be cognitively aware of what we're doing.
Is this job even going to have an interview for you or not?
It's actually self-employment to do mm-hmm. with my spiritual
path. I had a feeling
path.
There wasn't necessarily an interview
right.
involved in it, but it's almost like a self-interview. Do you judge yourself one way or another? I'm curious about how you can do this job.
I think that's probably very true, you know, because I try to be very careful with my approach, with my path. This all has to do with my spiritual path. So, yes, I think that's probably true.
All right, somehow we got bumped out, so I do apologize to our caller. If she calls back, we'll try to put her back on. That's the that's the craziness of having a, you know, technology. Sometimes technology doesn't always cooperate with us. And
sometimes they got what they were supposed to get.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her to call back. We got cut off. But, yeah. So if your caller Insight by Isabel, I believe, if you call us right back, we'll pick up right where we left off. I do apologize for that. That happens on Block Talk sometimes. And using Skype.
Live
shows. In the live shows, you know, unfortunately, that's just how it is. And I think she's back. And let's hope she can get her in. Hello, you still there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. It happens. I'm glad that you were able to connect back. Susie, you want to pick up where you left off?
Yeah. So my thought, with anything, just be curious. And so part of you I'm picking up is we're all judgmental. We always judge ourselves. But I have a feeling that you're very good at balancing the logical aspect and into an emotional aspect of how you go about your career. But just wanted to remind you not to be too critical of yourself. So with that said, is there anything that you would say to yourself that's a little more nurturing about how you perceive your worthiness of this career? Because you definitely are worthy of it.
I'm perfect just the way I am. And mm-hmm. if my intent is pure, then all is well.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
I hear the belief in that, the way you said that out loud, and it's so beneficial to have a part of yourself hear yourself speak it out loud like that. And is there anything you want to share with your gifts about this career with us?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of what you said. Is there anything I want to share?
About your gifts that you feel are what are your strengths? And weaknesses, because your weaknesses have made you benefit to be able to do this career. So I was wondering if you're willing to share that.
I know that one of the things that has been a concern to me is I don't know what your belief system is, but in the past life, I took advantage of people with my gifts. And so I'm very cognizant of that in this mm-hmm. lifetime, and I'm, you know, always want to come from a place of pure intent and have an integrity aspect that is not focused on ego or greed. So that's paramount to me.
Can I offer up the thing I always say to kind of get ego out of the way?
Sure.
Like I said before, I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, but just the fact that you have that awareness, you've already created that intention of pureness. I know the ego can slip in there every now and then. Embrace the ego because it taught you a lot, and value it and nurture it. But if you just say the intention or prayer, if you want to call it a prayer, that may the highest purpose be served, and great spirit, whatever you feel, creator, God, whatever you want to call it, surprise me, all will go as it should. Does that
Christ,
feel right to you?
Yes, it does. That's perfect. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But we
thank
want to
you,
thank you
Iggy.
For calling in. Absolutely.
All nice. Right.
Talk to
take
you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You know, I love that when you share that. I know we say that a lot here in the house. May the higher purpose be served. And
can't get enough of that.
Yeah, you can't get enough of that. But
it's a constant reminder.
Yeah, it's important. You know, sometimes we need that little reminder. You know, hey, you know, you're doing the best you can. You know? And you know, there's going to be a higher source to help you through it. I like that. That's why I like when we say it to our kids, we say it to all our friends and all that kind of stuff. So, folks, give us a call in 646-595-3440. We're going to go to the break, and then we're going to come back and take more calls. Okay? Be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com
and withinsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. This is your host, Iggy Garcia. We're live here in Columbus, Ohio. Want to welcome Susie Garcia. She has the same last name as me. So.
Yeah, we're back. Me and my other half.
We're back on the air. So we want to welcome everybody to the second half of our show.
Iggy, can I interrupt you before you take callers?
Sure, sure.
I don't feel that I was... Not to be critical of myself, but I don't feel that I was able to answer the question you asked me in the beginning of the show. You know, what is Gestalt work? I don't know the purest form of the definition of it, but gave the best answer in the moment I had on my mind. But it is also, I know, part of you speaking to another part of yourself. Did I mention that? I'm not sure that I mentioned that.
It's possible that you
because
did.
Because you have to hear it out loud. I mean, it makes such a huge impact versus just seeing it through. Not that that doesn't have its place in meditation or whatever, but the gestalt is reparenting the part of yourself. I did say that.
Okay. Yeah, you did too.
What is your version of gestalt?
Well, my version of gestalt is, and I'll give you Iggy's version. My version of Iggy's version is tapping into the frozen parts of ourselves that we know they're there, that we can't see, and we hear in our head. These instances that we don't know exactly what they are, but they're little parts of us that are longing to communicate with us. I mean, it's kind of saying the same thing, but in a different, more of a layman's term, but in different aspects of ourselves, different, you know, younger or non-born, born or not or born, aspects of us to actually communicate with these parts of ourselves, either current, you know, present, future, past, or present.
Yeah, what's really cool, it blows my mind, you know, from my oldest systems to now is, you know, that you can't tap into a past life. If you don't believe in it, just think of it metaphorically because you'll still get a nice surprise. It'll still give you a good lesson. Mm-hmm. And that you can go to your future self and get messages. It's pretty cool.
It's work that sometimes it does its own,
unfolds and develops.
Unfolding. Yeah, because sometimes, man, I'm just like, wow, where do we go? And it's different for everybody. With every session I've ever had with anybody, it's...
It'll never be the same way
twice. Never. Even if you had the same person and talked about the same exact thing, it would never be the same. It's so unique in itself that it's like tapping into the universe, being a conduit for the universe, and just let it flow. It's just another way of, you know, asking for love to help, you know, in this process.
And reminding that you may not remember certain things, but you can recall it and, you know, be surprised each time that, you know, even when you may perceive something as a mistake, there's really no such thing as a mistake. It's a discovery. So you get to discover that.
Okay.
And just remember to be curious through the eyes of a child, in that divine child sense that, you know, there's a great knowledge and wisdom even within a child, like out of the mouths of babes. So.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think we forget that in this life that we live in, this hectic life world, you know, in this world that we live in, that sometimes if we would go back to that, you know, to that innocence.
Simplicity.
The simplicity and that innocence of a child, how they ask questions and how they view the world, you know, because we're just little kids in big suits, you know? I mean, when you think about it, with just a lot more responsibility. Because we act out, when we get mad, we act out, we stomp our feet, you know, whatever. You know, we're doing things that we were doing before. That
I've
we have
been taught to notice when I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy having my temper tantrum, so I don't always snap out of it as quickly as I should being an adult. But when I do notice that I'm having my temper tantrum or whatever, just be curious about it either in that moment or as soon as possible. What age am I right now? And why am I triggered? And, you know, just ask yourself questions. And when the time is right, you'll figure it out. But there are ways to get a facilitator if you need a little extra help, somewhat hiding from you, because we're really good at being the little tricksters with ourselves, you know, because for whatever reason, we aren't supposed to figure it out in that moment, but then we realize later on, oh, yeah, I remember how that made me feel. I just wasn't ready to process it at that time, and now I am. So.
Absolutely. Let's take a caller here, moving on down the line. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Welcome. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, 951. What's going on?
Oh, 951?
That's you.
Oh, hi. Can I just get
like your name?
What is your name?
Lori.
Lori, welcome to the show, Lori.
I wasn't sure it was me.
I don't know who you are. We'll figure it out. I guess it's you. You knew you better than we do, so.
No, my name's Lori.
Good,
I was just, excuse me, I was just wondering if I could have a general read.
Yeah, Spirit is asking me to tell you, you need to laugh some more. You need to giggle, and you need to get, you know, that person who likes to make everybody giggle and laugh a little bit to be coming out a little, quite a little bit more. I'm going to shuffle a card for you, okay? And
okay.
you tell me when to stop. Okay. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
I pick the card, and the card is Salmon, Determination. You know where you are going, and you will get there.
Yeah.
Does that have any significance for you?
Yeah, because I've been thinking a lot of really what direction. Yeah.
I'm hearing a big like there's a little bit of hesitation in your voice.
Yeah, well, I'm sorting it out right now.
Okay. Well, when you think of the salmon, I'm just going to give you a metaphor here, so I want you to kind of follow along with me. The salmon, when it's first, you know, when it's first born in the egg, it's actually in the riverbed, and then as it grows up, it gets bigger, starts to move down the stream or upstream, whatever, to the sea, and it works its way out to sea. And then it grows out to this big, huge ocean, and it lives there for a long period of time, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, kind of like yourself. You're in this big ocean with a lot of other people, and you're wondering how you fit in and how you are going to make a difference, how you're going to affect even the smallest things around you. But at some point, the salmon has to return back to its beliefs, to its roots, and all the things that's inside of itself, you know, and struggle and fight up the current, you know, against the current, against the bears, and to spawn and go back to its homeland, back to its place of origin. Your place of origin may not be a country or a place or a specific thing, but in your heart, you're trying to fight, and you're trying to go back and make these big, huge decisions in your life. They're going to be changing in their aspect. You're a young person in the heart right now. You're a young person, but at some point, you're going to understand that, you know, that changes over time. So the next paths and next careers and the next things and next decisions you make are going to be significant for you. And Spirit wants you to know to be like water. You know, water takes all forms. Water takes all kinds of shapes. Water is flowing. Water is purifying. But water is also very rough and very, very turbulent when it's moved and used in different forces. So the decisions you make, be flowing. Be like water. Be unbend. Take understanding. Is my cup half full or my cup half empty? When water takes the form of a glass, it becomes part of that glass. So whatever form that you decide to be, you're part of that. You're in that, you indoctrinate with that. You become part of that. You become part. If you get a new job, per se, then you're part of that system, and you have to learn that system. When you're at home, you're not at job anymore. You're at home. Learn to flow. Learn to allow energies to flow through you. You're love in this universe. You invite love into your house. Invite love into who you are. You know, people who are around you love you, and they're there because you have invited them. In the same way, the people that did not resonate with you, you ask them to go away without even a word sometimes. The decisions you make for yourself, yeah, they're going to be difficult at times. But you know what? When you make those decisions, you know, make them with, like water, understanding that you can bend and you can be flexible. And don't beat yourself up on it. Stand by it, honor it. And sometimes we are our worst critic when it comes to judging if we made the right decision or not. Decisions are decisions. You're going to have choice all the time throughout your life and every moment. Susie, anything you want to add?
Just remember, you can
set an intention for the water, you know? If you have that intention that it is love, it can be love. If you kind of just let it go, it can be ugly. I mean, have you heard about the, what's the doctor?
Yeah, I know you're talking about the Japanese doctor.
If you put an intention of love on water, if you look at it under the microscope, you know, it's got a beautiful, almost snowflake form to it. So just put an intention and you'll be surprised how beautiful the gift will be.
Yeah, and what Susie is, what she's elaborating about is Spirit is asking me for you to look at how you eat, what your diet is, how you're drinking, what you're drinking, and to, you know, acknowledge the food, acknowledge the things that you take for granted, per se, like we all do. Sometimes we're just so busy. But to acknowledge those little aspects of our lives. Thank you, water, for, you know, purifying me. Thank you, food, for, you know, for nurturing me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sometimes, you know, we're so busy that we don't give gratitude to the smallest things in our lives. We give gratitude to the big, extreme things sometimes because we see it. But the little things in our life are very valuable and very important. And I think Spirit is asking me to, you know, to remind you of that, to be thankful for what you do have.
I'm trying to look